The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello and welcome to Happy Hour, another rendition of Happy Hour. Yay! Just to say how much of a delight it is to practice with all of you today. I was speaking with Diana, and as many of you know, Diana teaches Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we were just both delighting, really. We were both delighting in how wonderful, how nourishing this offering, this happy hour is, how it makes us happy, and how it seems like, from what we hear from you, it's a gift. So onto the world. So I'm just delighted, and I see many of you nodding. Yay. So I'm just delighted to be with you practicing together. We're all co-creating. Diana and I would not be showing up if none of you are showing up. So please know that your showing up, your participation, your questions, comments, your sharing of yourself really is important. It makes Happy Hour what it is. Supports everyone. Supports us, not just yourself. So with that, the theme for today's practice is continuing. Let's continue. We've been exploring the eight pillars of joy, and we spent some time with perspective. The way we see things can make us either happy or unhappy. So we spent some time with joy, and then we spent time with humility last time, a sense of graciousness of heart, sense of humility, feeling part of this flux of humanity, the part of the interconnected web of humanity. So, and again, there's so many different ways to explore each of these, but we're just touching into them in some ways, getting some practice, exploring them in our minds. In our hearts, not just during the practice together, but hopefully during your daily life too. Hopefully these reflections are coming in. So tonight we get to the third one, which is humor. Humor as a pillar of joy. Not surprising in some way to say that actually in the Buddhist teachings, the Buddha had a great sense of humor, even though a lot of times maybe we don't quite are tuned into it, but had a great sense of humor. Right, reading the suttas sometimes is just, he's kind of making fun. It's in a very, generous way, but he had a great sense of humor. And actually there was this little booklet that wish I had pulled out before this, but the title of it is The Buddha Smiles, I think called The Buddha Smiles. And it really covers the humor in the suttas. There's so much humor in the suttas. So Buddhism, practicing meditation, is not supposed to be this serious affair. And I'm meditating and I'm a serious meditator and no humor and no fun. It's just quite the opposite. The more we practice, the more we let go of, the lighter our heart becomes, the more we can laugh, first and foremost, at ourselves, at our foibles, and also at life. It's funny. I mean, it's being human. If you can't have a sense of humor about being human, but not just yourself, your own foibles, your own challenges, your own humanity. Oh, seriously, we take ourselves sometimes, and the circumstances of life, then it just all starts to feel really, really heavy and serious. And there's this anecdote I want to share. There's a story of, I'm blanking on his name. Okay, it's funny. It'll come to me in a moment. Oh, this is a teacher. Okay, maybe we'll play charades for a moment. And if you guys, anybody guesses the name, you can type it in chat. See, session about humor is already starting. I'll describe. So this is a master teacher in the Theravada Buddhist, in the forest tradition. Is it Ajahn Chah? Wait, I think it was Ajahn Chah. Right, yes, Ajahn Chah. Okay, I remember it myself. So Ajahn Chah is famous for always laughing. There are these photographs of him laughing. And of course, there's images of the Buddha laughing. But Ajahn Chah is a living teacher who passed away, I forget, maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I don't remember exactly, but he was a teacher to Jack Kornfield and others. And his sense of humor, his lightness, his lightheartedness was a way that he embodied the teachings. And the story goes, I hope I'm attributing it correctly, that so he had come to the U.S., I think I'll double check this after. If it's not Ajahn Chah, it's one of the great masters who apparently came to IMS. That's it. He came to IMS, Insight Meditation Society, about 40 years ago on the East Coast. And people were doing a silent meditation retreat there. They were, you know, very seriously. They were doing walking meditation and they were sitting. And apparently Ajahn Chah would go up to them and say, I hope you feel better. I hope you feel better soon, as if, like, you know, what's all with all this seriousness? Like, lighten up. Like, as if you're ill, you're sick, you're like doing this walking thing with a really somber face. So bringing all of this in to say, humor, let humor be part of your practice, part of your beautiful, graceful, devotional, whatever, you know, whatever speaks to your heart, you know. A way to become free of suffering and to be happy and joyful. He let humor be a part of it. Let humor be a part of it. And just like loving kindness, just like metta, cultivating the way we cultivate kindness, goodness, through these practices, by wishing ourselves well, by wishing others well, by bringing to mind goodness, goodwill, kindness, so that it becomes a habit of the heart, so that it becomes a habit of the mind. Whatever you practice frequently will become the habit of your mind. Whatever you incline your mind, whatever you incline your mind upon will become the habit of your mind, will become the tendency of your mind. So as we cultivate, as we turn our minds to kindness, towards ourselves and others, so that we live more kindly in this world. The same way, humor, having a sense of lightheartedness can be trained, can be cultivated. So I'll have some invitations for us to try it on for size, and if it works, great. If it doesn't, laugh at yourself. Instead of like, oh, I can't do this, just laugh at yourself. I'll give you an example. Earlier today, as I was getting ready to set up, I was looking for my glasses. I kept looking in every room for my glasses. And guess where they were? On my face. So I just burst out laughing. I thought, wow, this is a great preparation for me teaching about humor tonight. You know, instead of getting upset and angry, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is so funny, right? They're right here looking through them. Anyway, so as things come up tonight in your meditation, foibles, your mind gets distracted, you feel sleepy, can you have a sense of humor about it all, about your mind? Like, oh, okay, here goes the mind again. Or your body, back pain. Oh, sweetie body, here you go again. Like, okay, yep. Let's see if you can have some humor. Cultivate humor. See what that feels like. Yes, how does that sound? Are you up for experimenting? Give me thumbs up. Yes, fantastic. I'll see you. This is great. All right, let's do it. So now I'd like to invite you all to please get into your meditation posture. Moving, if you need to move, sit up straighter. If you need to lie down, see what your body needs right now. And settling in the body. Settling with the breath. And receiving the breath. Letting the body be relaxed. Let there be a sense of calm, ease. Relaxing the body. Relaxing the abdomen, softening the abdomen, arriving in the sit bones, arriving in the feet, feeling the sensations of the feet, contacting the floor, or the legs if you're sitting cross-legged, or seiza. Feeling your hands. Inviting your hands, your neck, your shoulders, your arms to relax, to soften. Inviting your heart to relax, to soften. And receiving the breath. Each in-breath, bringing more aliveness, more spark. More brightness into your heart, into your chest. Each out-breath relaxing, each out-breath a little relaxing you more. If your thoughts are rising, distractions, what we would often label as distractions, see if you can have a sense of humor. Sense of humor with the mind. Smiling at the mind, laughing at the mind. Here we go again. Here it goes again. The mind. Yep, yep. Let there be no trace of judgment. We have choice. We can either judge ourselves or laugh at ourselves. What happens if you experiment? Like laughing at yourself. And coming back with the breath and receiving the breath. Just receiving the breath this moment in time with lightness. Receiving each breath, each in breath and each out breath. If you find yourself a lot of thoughts, plans going down the proverbial rabbit hole, see if you can laugh at yourself with a lightheartedness. Let the mind doing its thing, thinking about this and that. Or maybe there's something in the story that you're thinking about. Then you can see the lightness of. Here I am obsessing about this again. With lightness. And resting with the breath, receiving the breath in the body. What happens if you wear a smile? What if you wear a smile? What if your heart in this moment you're practicing, both your heart wore a smile, your face wore a smile, meeting the experience, every moment's experience, every breath. With lightness. Life isn't heavy or light. It's what we perceive it to be. It's so many things, so many dimensions to life, to being human. It's the way of seeing, the way of perceiving that can make the difference between being free or in chains. By each moment's experience. Now I would like to invite you, well, to bring to mind something about yourself, something about yourself that's actually quite funny, when you can have some perspective. And you can laugh at yourself. For example, the Dalai Lama laughs at himself with his limited English. Desmond Tutu can laugh at his big nose, apparently. is told in the Book of Joy. Not in a derisive way, but in a light-hearted way. It's just funny. Things can be funny. When we take ourselves too seriously, or when we don't take ourselves seriously, we can laugh at ourselves. At our foibles, faults, limitations. Looking for our glasses when we're wearing them. Being habitually late, early, or whatever it might be for you. Maybe it helps to use your name, or she, or he, or they. She's always late. It's kind of funny how she manages that repeatedly. There can be a sense of humor, lightness. And if not, don't push it. Don't have to push it. Just come back to your breath and be with your body. Breathing. Receiving the breath. Letting go of that practice and just being with the breath for a few moments. And now I have another invitation for you, if you will. You would bring to mind maybe something that was today or yesterday, mildly annoying, or upsetting. And now, imagine the situation if you had responded. Imagine that you responded with being amused by the situation. Be amused by it rather than being angry or annoyed. Noticing how amusement actually can create a sense of lightness in the heart. It doesn't feel so personal. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't land. And how it could have potentially put others at ease and maybe even smoothed an interpersonal situation. Is it possible to meet a certain ironies of day-to-day life, with humor, with amusement, at least trying that perspective on. If you wish, you can try on another situation. Again, minor. Don't want to go for the 100-pound weight. Something light to experiment with right now. Or you can let go of the invitation altogether and just be with the breath, receiving the breath in the body. And I'd like to invite you now to hold yourself, this being that is you, with kindness. This being that has foibles does their best. Is imperfect. As gifts and challenges, the human being, just a human being, with all the complexities, lightness, brightness, and foibles that human beings have, and hold this one that is you with kindness, with tenderness. Imagining yourself, this being that is you, as a toddler. It's a toddler that, it's a young child that's learning to walk. They get up, they fall, they crawl. And the way you would see a little child that you love and care for, just with laughter and lightness. They're not expected to be perfect. They're doing their best. Standing up, falling, taking a step, falling. A sense of care, kindness, metta, benevolence. For this toddler that is you. A little older, seems more polished in many ways. And yet, still finding our way in this living thing, stumbling and falling now and then, taking steps, holding this toddler that's you with kindness and tenderness. With affection. With metta. May I be well. May I be happy. reciting silently, may I be well. May I be happy. And in the last moments of this practice, whatever this practice period was, whether the mind was distracted, sleepy, can we have a sense of humor and lightness? Oh, well. Because we tried, we did our best. We did our best. We aligned our efforts with our intention. Letting go of the outcome. Letting go of the outcome. Not with heaviness of heart, but with lightness of heart. Offering it up to the universe. And appreciating yourself. Thank you, me, for having showed up as best as you are able to practice for yourself, to support yourself, and be of benefit to all beings everywhere. Thank you for your practice, everyone. I will change the settings. And if you'd like to share any reflections about how this practice was for you or ask questions, you are welcome to. I'll just say that for me, I found this practice quite joyous, hence one of the pillars of joy, or just a lot of lightheartedness for me. It's really appreciating foibles and just life. It's life is a comedy in many ways. I can say a lot more about it, but I'd love to hear from you. Oh, and I guess I'll say one more thing, and that is, this laughing at ourselves and laughing at life is not supposed to be a derisive laughter. I hope that was very, very clear. There has to be a sense of kindness and metta, just taking things lightly. Laughing at our foibles. So, I'm curious how the invitations went for you. Laughing at a distracted mind in this moment, or imagining a situation that you're a little annoyed, and then imagining that you're more responding with kind of amusement by what was happening. Yeah. Kim offers, thank you for the suggestion of using a sense of humor. Really helped lighten me up while being kind. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Kim. That's lovely. Delighted to hear that. Yeah. Other reflections. Again, you can either just unmute yourself, because if you raise your hand, I may not see you. Kim offers, visualizing sitting in the middle of a fountain to try to lighten my perspective. I like that. That's great. Thanks, Kim. Yeah. Victoria offers, feeling super grateful for the practice today. It is always refreshing to have a new outlook on things. Yeah. It's nice to have a new outlook on things. I agree, Victoria. Thank you for showing them. Thanks for being here.
I was thinking about my tendency to tell other people how to live their lives, which is kind of funny because I don't always do such a great job of living my own life.
That's great.
And I was at the farmer's market the other day, and I met this woman who was selling these like lotions that she makes, you know, they're kind of like the CBD type lotions and things. And she said, yeah, and I have a website, you know, and she told me the name of the website, but it was like so many words and so hard to spell. Like one of the words was apothecary, I think. Am I saying that right? But she spelled it like apothecary. I was like, nah, you don't want to use that as your website. You know, like nobody will be able to spell it. But I mean, that's my tendency, but it's kind of ridiculous too.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you for the humanity and the humor and the realness of sharing that. Yeah, thank you. That's lovely. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And Leanne offers, thank you. I appreciate it. Imagining myself as a toddler, very helpful in reparenting myself. Lovely. Yeah. Thank you for that, Leanne. I loved imagining myself as a toddler too. It's just a sense of tenderness in the heart can come out that's supportive. Yeah.
Nikki?
Yeah.
I would like to say thank you so much for that beautiful session. I received a phone call, and generally I would be quite upset, but I just took it, as you said, with humour and dealt with it and came back. So thank you so much.
Great, lovely. Thank you, Diana, for sharing that. It's all about perspective, right? Choosing to be annoying, you know, tendency of our minds, we tend to go there as, okay, you can be amused by this. Wow, a phone call in the middle of my meditation. Hello, right? Hello, world. That's lovely. Thank you. Yeah, any other reflections? Anything that maybe didn't work you want to ask about, or something complicated or something? Ben offers, for some reason I sometimes have trouble viewing things as funny, like I view funniness as being only about the joke, not as much about the listener. Ah, interesting. So viewing things as funny. So my invitation is to work with whatever is available to you, Ben, in this way. Maybe so one thought could be, let me think about this for a moment. Can you see humor in situations? that the situation is kind of funny. Like, you know, the one I explained, like, looking for my glasses everywhere, and it's just the funniest. I mean, it's just funny. It's kind of ridiculous in a way. Can you see humor in situations like that? Is there an appreciation, not just in jokes? Am I getting you right? I want to make sure I'm understanding you right, Ben.
Hey, Ben here. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I think, like, I've been told that I have this serious disease. And maybe since then I've recovered a little bit from that. But, I do think that I can sometimes get myself to view things as funny and have it not feel forced. Because I'm all about having it not feel forced.
Perfect.
And when I do that, it can help. But it's just hard for me.
Perfect. Great. Great. Okay, great. Fantastic. The fact that it's hard for you. I hear that. And it's work and it's about not feeling forced. Fantastic. So everything you're saying, people say about metta, that, you know, it's hard to feel metta for myself or others, to feel kindness. I don't want it to feel forced. I can do it, but it takes practice. Great. Humor is the same way. It's just practice. It takes practice. So if you incline your mind that way, so fantastic. So, and also to hear that it's become, you know, you had the seriousness, and I wouldn't call it a disease, that you had tendency to be more serious. And now, you know, after some being mindful of it, there's more lightness. Ah, so keep inclining your mind that way and it will become the proclivity. So great. I'm so glad you brought that in today. That's great. We want to really honor the diversity of what's here in the room and be real about it. So thank you all. Let's practice in small groups. And my invitation is, as we go into small groups, don't take yourself so seriously. Show up as a toddler. Show up as a toddler. See what comes out of your mouth. Some babbling might come out of your mouth, and that's perfectly fine. Let's see what feels like if you don't take yourself so seriously and you're not taking other people so seriously and they're not taking you seriously. So you're showing up in the spirit of lightness. See what that feels like. Experiment. It's so fun. It's so great to be able to experiment with that in this safe environment. So let's try that on for size, everyone. I'm going to create the breakout rooms. And if for some reason you can't stay in practice in this spirit, that's perfectly understandable. No worries. But I hope you stay and practice in this way. So creating the breakout rooms. And let's see. Okay, I'm about to open them. Is that right? Yes, okay, I'm about to open them. Here we go. Remember, toddlers showing up. Don't take yourself seriously. Here we go. Welcome back. We just have a couple of minutes for any reflections about either the practice, the first part, or your practice in groups together, being toddlers, meeting your inner toddler with other toddlers, just a sense of ease. What happened? What did you notice?
Well, I was with one serious toddler and one playful one, so maybe toddlers vary.
Great, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty playful because it's really late here and I'm kind of like wacko, you know. There's a variety of ways to be a toddler, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So there was, great. Appreciate the sense of holding that with lightness. That's just all kinds of things. Thanks. What else? Any other observations from the practice, the first part or the second? Working with humor tonight as a pillar of joy. Does it make sense why humor is a pillar of joy? course, yeah. See or not.
We were talking about waiting in line at Whole Foods for the checkout and sort of feeling annoyed and then deciding to not stand in line and then go and do something else and thinking about telling the manager that they should do something and so on and so forth. And then eventually when you get back and you're ready to check out, there's no line anymore. So it didn't matter. Plus, furthermore, you're just going to go home and sit around. So what's the difference if you had to stand in line for a couple of minutes, you know?
Yeah, and this and also appreciate hearing that, and also with this reflection of just having a sense of humor about, oh, what if I had a sense of humor? What if the next time that happens, I'm standing in line? I mean, the whole situation you're describing is funny. I agree, given, you know, COVID-19 and all that, and going home and being at home, and, you know, what else are you going to do? Stand in line and go home. But also, you know, when annoyances like this come up, can we have a sense of humor about the whole situation? About, you know, what if we see it, see kind of maybe the silliness of it, the ridiculousness, the irony of it, just the lightheartedness, the in various ways. So anyway, it's 7:01, so time to stop. Time flies when you're practicing at happy hour. So thank you all. Thank you so much for showing up and practicing together. It's always a delight. So take good care. Be well. May you all be well and free and all beings everywhere.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Be silly.
Thank you, Nikki. That was wonderful.
Take care. Bye.
I love there was so much humor in it today. It really cheered me up.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Take care. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.